And finally, civilians in Sri Lanka fled a packed hospital in the northern area of the country after artillery shells hit the area. Lydia O'Kane reports.
In a war that has engulfed Sri Lanka for 25 years, even the wounded being treated are not safe. A hospital in the north of the country came under fire again on Tuesday following 2 days of attacks. The hospital is one of the last functioning medical facilities in the area, still held by Tamil Tiger rebels, and is home to thousands of civilians. The Red Cross says those that are able to move are leaving in search of safer places or to find shelter.
Already appealed to let those people who are caught up in the battle to move into the areas that are safe. That is the appeal we have made. And this is not only my appeal, but also it comes from the north and the west, northwest.
Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, has issued a statement on the current situation in the country and says there are many people in urgent need of medical attention.
But there are also many, many people who have no hospital at all, and we are trying to get them out. We have appealed to all sectors, the government as well as the LTT, to let them go so that they could be taken across to what are called the cleared areas and then rushed for medical aid.
The military says it is on the verge of destroying the Tamil Tigers and ending their war for a separate homeland for minority Tamils in the north and the east. It's a war that has claimed tens of thousands of lives since 1983, and as Sri Lanka marks its Independence Day on Wednesday and the fighting continues, more names look set to be added to those who have died as a result of this conflict. I'm Lydia O'Kane.